Today, where Jesus walked in days of long ago, I wandered down each path he knew with reverent step and slow. Those not changed. A sweet peace fills the air. I walked today where Jesus walked and felt his presence there. Pathway led through Bethlehem, a memory's ever sweet. The little hills of Galilee that knew those childish feet, the Mount of Olives, hallowed scenes that Jesus knew before. I saw the mighty Jordan roll as in the days of I knelt today where Jesus knelt, where all alone he prayed. The Garden of Gethsemane, my heart felt unafraid. I picked my heavy burden up, and with him by my side, I climbed the hill of Calvary. I climbed the hill of Calvary. I climbed the hill of Calvary, where on the cross he died. I walked today where Jesus walked and felt him close to me.
Jesus went forth with his disciples over the brook Kedron to the Mount of Olives, where there was a garden into the which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus ofttimes resorted thither with his disciples. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, "Sit ye here while I shall pray. Pray ye that ye enter not into temptation." And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, and saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little, about a stone's cast, and fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him, saying, Father, if thou wilt be willing, remove this cup from me. Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. There appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither wist they what to answer him. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons, with swords and staves. Now he gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. Judas went before them and drew near unto Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? All they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? That thus it must be. Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him. And Jesus said to the multitudes, "Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? When I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And there followed him a certain young man having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young men laid hold on him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. And Simon Peter followed, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid, the damsel that kept the door, beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him, and said, "This man was also with him. Art now not thou also one of this man's disciples? Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied before them all, saying, "I am not. Woman, I know him not. I know not what thou sayest." And the servants and officers stood there, who made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. About the space of 1 hour after, a maid saw him again and confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. This is one of them." And again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And they said therefore unto him, "Art not thou also one of his disciples?" He denied it and said, "Man, I am not." The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I speak openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I have said." And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Answerest thou the high priest so?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me?" And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, "Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto." But he began to curse and to swear, saying, "Man, I know not what thou sayest. I know not this man of whom ye speak." And immediately while he spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. But Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, "Art thou the Christ? Tell us." And he said unto them, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. And the chief priests and all the councils sought for witness against Jesus to put him to death and found none. For many bear false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose certain and bear false witness against him, but neither so did their witness agree together. At the last, two false witnesses and said, "This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose and said unto him, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee?" But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, "I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus saith unto him, "Thou hast said, nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting in the right hand of the power of God, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, "He hath spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye?" Then said they all, "Art thou then the Son of God?" And he said unto them, "Ye say that I am." And they said, "What need have we any further witnesses? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. He is guilty of death." And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him and began to spit upon him and to cover his face and to buffet him and to say unto him, "Prophesy! Who is it that smote thee?" And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands. And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. And it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" They answered and said unto him, "If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him unto thee." And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king." Then said Pilate unto them, "Take ye him and judge him according to your law." The Jews therefore said, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death." Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of thee, of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Pilate saith unto them, "What is truth?" And when he had said thus, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, "I find no fault in him at all." And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, "Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee?" And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were the more fierce, saying, He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at the time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long time, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned him with many words. But he answered him, nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod with his men of war set him at naught and mocked him and arrayed him with a gorgeous robe and sent him again to Pilate. On the same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people, and behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof you accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. They had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, Pilate said to them, You have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Whom will ye that I release unto you? Barabbas? Or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor said unto them, Whither of the twain will ye that I release unto you? Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? And they cried out all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. Pilate therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. But they cried, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! And the governor said, Why? What evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, and they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified! And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band, and they clothed them with purple, and plaited a crown of thorns, and put it about his head, and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, they worshipped him. Pilate therefore went forth again, and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man! When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. And from thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou let this man go, thou art no Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth, sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement. And he saith unto the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto him, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar." And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See to it." Then answered all the people and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And so, willing to content the people, he released Barabbas unto them, him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. And they compel one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck.' Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, they put nails in his hands and his feet, and there they crucified him. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And it was the third hour, and with him they crucified two thieves, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, "And he was numbered with the transgressors." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments, made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top and throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, "They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots." These things therefore the soldiers did. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Write not 'the King of the Jews,' but that 'he said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." And the people stood beholding. And the rulers also with them derided him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he be the Christ, the chosen of God." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, "If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself." The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him. Let the Christ of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus saith unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, saith, I thirst. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elijah. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he bowed his head and he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were open. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Certainly, this was a righteous man. Truly, this was the Son of God. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith there came out blood and water. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things.
slain. So I cherish that cross, the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the cross, the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday. Exchange it someday for a crown.